WA E-Learning Experience 2006, showcasing WA LearnScope projects.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second to last session of the day for you. We're going to have Neil Griffith and Yolanda McPherson. Both are from Swan TAFE, E-Learning Emissions in Automotive, which will be led by Neil.
You should have probably got a phone box for this one, but it's not too bad. You see the heading there, and unfortunately, if you came in specifically to find out about automotive emissions, you might be a bit disappointed. What was going to happen is things changed slightly. And that's why it's always good to have a backup. Where is she? There it is. Just a couple of things that I would quickly want to make mention of, basically being the title of the program, the change to the program, the issues that we faced, the training that we did, and then show you a bit about the result that came out of it. The title doesn't reflect the content of the material we produced, but much of the training we did fit into this project that we've probably got as the outcome from that one. During the initial meetings that we had relating to the project that we had in mind, there was a lot of discussion came up. Because we're in vast automotive areas, we've got spray painters, panel beaters, electricians, we've also got mechanics and the rest of it, the title that was given probably wasn't conclusive across the whole range of trade areas, so we ended up having a bit of a yarn and finding out what would be the most appropriate thing to do. And one of the most appropriate things that we came up with was going to be the students that we're getting don't necessarily know what we do. I'm going to ask you two questions, and at the end of it, it's up to you to then tell me if you basically know. Do you know what an auto electrician does as a general job? Do you know specifically what an engine reconditioner does? They're the two questions. They're the questions that we pose to the students that come to us. We find when we do interviews for pre-acts, it turns out that half the kids are there because their mate wanted to do it and it sounded good and, you know, someone else fixes their car, so, you know, this is what I want to be, although I don't know anything about it. It's also flowing through for the high school kids with the SAL programs and all that, so we get these kids in. Unfortunately, within probably the first month or two, we're losing 10% of them simply because, oh, I thought you actually went out and fixed the rest of it. So that was one of the problems that we had. So therefore, what we looked at is going to be how we're going to solve this problem, especially for the younger ones, because as everyone knows, if you don't have a classroom of 50 million kids, you suddenly get a reduction in 100% of funding and the rest of it, and everything's kind of shot. So we're working for nothing. So what we thought we'd do is put the training that we're going to do into a format that everyone, well, give people a bit of an idea of what our trade does. The problems, there we go, I've just talked over the top of that one. The training, some of the training that we undertook was going to be front page. We did a quick session on front page. Unfortunately, it was only a quick session. We had a look at Photoshop, we had a look at AREC. We also had a look at the Illuminate, digital storytelling. And it seems to be digital storytelling is going to be the new powerful. I think you're probably going to be bored by the end of it, with all the other ones that you're about to see as well. Under that one, we did Photo Story, we did Movie Maker, and then we also did the one that one of the other groups were talking about in terms of all that. It turned out to be a very good program with that one. What the basis of the project was going to be, we had, I think it was about a 2003 project, where we developed a cover page for our text material that related to all the students in the automotive industry. So therefore, what we did was we got that one and then changed it somewhat. The way that we changed it was going to be, well, we've got these SAL kids on the school apprenticeship kids on tap at the moment. We had 60 or 70 throughout the college, so we thought, in each group, you ask us what our trade does, and then we'll try to get the best things we can. So what we did was we gathered all that information, one of the leaders, we sat down and said, well, this is common, this is common, this is common. So probably most of the questions that you're going to see coming up are going to be the questions that the students actually wanted to know, not what we said they should know. So, that was all right. So therefore, what we did with that is we had a discussion amongst ourselves and found out what the best way it was to be able to present it. And there it goes, the new PowerPoint in terms of every movie that you see is going to be this one. We also had the view that it had to be short, goldfish sort of attention, so we were looking at anything between 30 seconds and probably 3 minutes for both. Surprisingly, nothing got up to 3 minutes. So what we're going to have is going to be the team. What we had is a couple of the guys from panels, a couple of the guys from spray. The guy up the back there, you'll probably recognise him without the pink spot on the eye. And I don't know, that's one of the phenomena that we haven't been able to work out. And then, of course, a few of the others from the electrical and also the mechanical section as well. And also the team manager and the rest of them did a great job. From that one, what we'll do is give us a sec. We'll throw that one up. And this is what, hopefully, this is going to be... No, that's yours.
Which one?
That's it. Yeah. No, sorry, it wasn't. Yeah, that's right. Oh, you just got to keep them sort of occupied. We had a look at that one to try and drag the attention. That was basically the screen that we had for the front page for the textbooks in the previous. We had to change for permission reasons and all those sort of things, and then throw a few of the other icons in there as well. Within those ones that they're going to be linked to on the top left there is panel beading, spray painting. Under that one is mechanical, engine reconditioning, and then auto electrical on the left hand side. That's it. And then a little bit about the college. Try to give the kids a bit of an idea about the career path, and then it's just going to be a bit of information about the what we did in the rest of it. Unfortunately, these haven't been finished yet. I've got enough to show you. And the reasons was, and you probably all know the feeling, that when your DVD burner kind of guts up, and you're kind of having that sitting there, and you're thinking, what am I going to do? Then what we had problems was, there was a virus that went through the laptop as well. And then what we had, of course, is one of the guys came down with shingles after the holidays, so we had to see him for 2 weeks. And we had one of the guys going over to Melbourne for a paint matching competition for the spray paint. So therefore, they were some of the ones that we had a look at. If we go to the engine reconditioning one, these are the questions that I asked earlier. When it gets there, these were the questions that we were basically finding out. What about the tray? What do you do specifically? What tools are involved with the work and the job? What are the safety and risk hazards? What might be a suggested career path, TAFE training, qualifications around... They were all interested in qualifications around the world. It was also the future of the industry. And then back to the home page, of course, we had to have the script of what the audio was. If you wouldn't mind going up to that second one for us. This is the question that asks, what does an engine reconditioner specifically do? And this is what the hopefully the result is going to be.
Basic engine rebuild job. You may be required to diagnose the problem, remove the engine, and strip it down. Take a number of measurements and compare them with the specifications from the vehicle manufacturer. Then, repair or replace the necessary component through welding, metal spraying, machining, or buying the parts in, and then rebuilding the engine and testing it for serviceability. Remember that the task may only require a small part of the engine to be rebuilt, such as the cylinder head, not the complete engine. Here are some pictures of some of the work done by Norman Diesel of Welshpool. An engine block from a V16 cylinder Cummins engine used to drive the generator that powers a haul pack being set up in a line boring machine. Boring the cylinders on another block. Milling the block. Some worn components need to have more metal attached so they can be machined down to size. This is done by metal spraying. Before repairing any components, they need to be checked for faults. This shows an electromagnet tester, and the results can be seen from using the UV light to check for cracks. A crankshaft being set for grinding.
So that was one of them. I think that one went for about 1 minute 10, so it was the attention span that was long enough to basically give the kids an idea of what they can do or what they should be doing or which way they want to tailor make their trade training. Can we go back to auto electrical down the home page? Back to the home page, if we go down to auto electrical, this is the other one. Remembering that you're probably taking your car when the starter motor doesn't work to a mechanic or something like that. So in some cases, you might also find that it's going to tailor-made for people that probably unfair, not unfair, but not really sure what automotive trades do. If we go to the first one, this one here is going to be about the auto electrical industry. We've all put our slightly different lens on it.
Is about repairing and installing low voltage electrical systems, as well as servicing, repairing and installing auto air conditioning systems. The auto electrical trade is not divided into specific areas, so this means that if you become an auto electrician, you'd be qualified to work on cars, trucks, boats, agricultural equipment, earth-moving machinery, and any other equipment with voltages below 50 volts, even performance vehicles.
That was it for that one as well. So what we've got for all of the five trade areas, we've pretty well answered those 8 questions. So what we're hoping is going to be that we can give this to the relevant people that want it. Instead of us getting kids that come in and taking someone else's spot, they can say, well, yeah or nah, and basically cut out the process. So a couple of things have come out of that. The guys have learnt photo techniques, probably need to do a lot more looking at a couple of those photos and the rest of it there, but it's also going to be the IT side and a few of those. But hey, we're under training, so we start to learn and we're out there and we're getting it done. Remember it. We're the ones that are fixing the car. We're training the ones that are doing it. So that's basically all that I had for you. Linda.
Do you want to answer any questions before we move on?
Anyone got any questions? They want to ask. Sorry.
So did you do that with the basic digital story techniques that the taught aspects?
Colin,
she wants to know how you did the digital storytelling. You did the thing using photo story.
Sorry, that's why I have an interpreter. we did this one with Windows Movie Maker. That was the free one that was going to be loaded up with every computer and the rest of it. As you can tell by the voice, it wasn't mine, so the advantage to that one is we actually got someone in, because we also found that your own voice doesn't sound that good on tape, and it tended to, you went for that younger sort of voice, try to bring in that age to it, whether we succeeded.
You're
on. So whether you get your opinion, whether it worked or not.
That's fantastic, it's all for career development. Yeah.
As soon as it's finished, we're looking at using it.
As soon as it's finished, it's going to be available to whoever wants it, because, as I said, a few problems that we've faced up to now. Hopefully, we're also going to get a number of the high school vet coordinators and the rest of it. Give it to them, and a cup of tea,
I'm talking on behalf of a few other areas that are also in the same wavelength, that we may be looking at maybe introducing something similar for other industry areas. Yep.
Yeah.
Bravo,
trades can do it. And they can deal with it.
Yeah.
We've got it,
Mum. I will say...
No, you don't.
I will say the group of guys that you had up on the screen before, which I will take you back to show you, a lot of them are not guys, as you can see, they come from a whole range of age brackets. And when I started with the team, I really thought, some of these are quite mature tradespeople who may not take to using computing, learning new programs in developing this. But I'll tell you now, and some of them, especially the Tony Mavia?
Tony Goss, which one?
The one at the end. There's Tony Goss, who was really good. The other Tony Mavia. For them guys to actually just get in there and start using photo story and stuff like that, I was really impressed, because I really thought they were going to not turn up to some of the sessions and so forth. But yeah, they were pretty keen. We actually worked on 2 projects together. And although I was managing both projects, I actually let Neil take over this project, because it was his group of guys and he knew the trade area a lot better. So I thank him for his contribution in that. And we actually pulled together and collaborated in a lot of the training that we did, because we looked at the same sort of software and so forth. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Great work.
Thanks to participants that allowed us to record their presentations.